divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivasa Acharya Gan? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatana? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopala Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of his these devotees, in whose association he is performed, he is pastimes Narottama Das simply weeps. So today is disappearance day of great Vaishnava Saranga Thakur, or he is known as also Saranga Murari Thakur, also he is known as Saranga Pani, different names. As we know, he was, I'm just briefly up telling about him, then we will start Bhagavatam. So he was living in Navadip, which is in Madhadruma Deep. The village was known as Mam Gachi. Even his temple is still there. His deity was Radha Gopinath, was still going on worshipped by Gaudiamath devotees. And in front of his temple there is a huge bakul tree. It is told that the Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself embraced the tree. The tree was almost died, but because Mahaprabhu embraced the tree, it again came into life. So anyhow, Saranga Thakur was a Bhajanandi Sant. He was chanting every day like Haridas Thakur, 2-3 lakh names. And he took a vow that in my lifetime, I will never accept a disciple. He was thinking, I am so fallen. Uttama haiya apanake kare kanishtha gyan. Actually, he was Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava. They always think themselves, I am so fallen. I am not qualified to accept any disciple. It is doubt whether I myself will get delivered or not. So, like Gaurakesava Das Babaji Maharaj, Loknath Goswami, many such Bhajanandi Santas. So, but Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu always insists him, you must take disciple. You must initiate someone. You must take part in delivering conditioned souls. So when Mahaprabhu again and again inspire him, one time he chastised him, you must accept some disciples. You are not following my order. So he told, okay, took a vow, tomorrow morning, to whomever I see first, I will make him my disciple. I will initiate him. So early in the morning in Brahma Murta, he went to take bath into Ganges. So, and when I just enter water of Ganges, it was a little dark, it is Brahma Muhurta, so he entered Ganges for taking bath. So one dead body was touching his body. Whose body? Saranga Thakur was touching his body. Then he saw this is a human body. He just took that body out and told, who are you? When Saranga Thakur just touched his body and told, let's chant Hare Krishna. Then immediately the dead body woke up and chant Hare Krishna. So that is the power of a pure devotee. Even by his desire, he could even awake a dead body into life. So then he initiated, he told his name, my name. Then he, Saranga Thakur, initiated him as his disciple, and he took him to his name. His name is Murari. Murari Das. That's why Saranga Thakur sometimes known as Saranga Murari Thakur. Or sometimes, so in this way he was so powerful, the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Brahmanda Tarite Sakti Dhare Jane Jane. Even one followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he could deliver the entire world. That is the power of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates. Because Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddha Karimane. They are not sadhanas, sadhana siddhas, not conditioned souls, not even sadhana siddhas. They are Nitya Siddha. Sejaya Brajendra Sutapas. So that's why Saranga Thakur is famous in our Gaudiya Sampradaya as the associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 10th chapter, his name was mentioned in verse 143. This verse, there is a mention of Saranga Thakur and there is purport of Srila Prabhupada about Saranga Thakur. So, I just briefly told you, today is his, what is, disappearance day. And in Asada Krishna Panchami something, his was his appearance and today is his disappearance day. Srila Saranga Thakur Prabhu Ki Hare Krishna. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namaha Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namaha Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Narang Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthike. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 3, Jamaraj instructs his messengers. Text 18. Bhutani Vishnoho Surapujitani Durdarsa Lingani Mahadbhutani Rakhyanti Tadbhaktimataha Parebhyo Matahas Cha Martyan Atha Sarvatas Cha Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani Durdarsalingani Mahadbhutani. Rakhyanti tad bhakti matah parebhyo matascha martyan atha sarvatascha. Bhutani Vishnu surapujitani Durdarsa Lingani Mahadbhutani Rakhyanti Tad Bhakti Matah Parebhyo Matascha Martyanatha Sarvatascha. Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani Durdarsa Lingani Mahadbhutani ರಕ್ಷಂತಿ ತದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮತಃ ಪುರೇಭ್ಯ ಮತಶ್ಚ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಾನಥ ಸರ್ವತಶ್ಚ
ಭೂತಾನಿ
ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸುರಪೂಜಿತಾನಿ
ದುದಾಶಲಿಂಗಾನಿ
ಮಹಾದ್ಭುತಾನಿ ರಕ್ಷಂತಿ ತದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮತಃ ಪರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮತಶ್ಚ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಾನಥ ಸರ್ವತಶ್ಚ ಭೂತಾನಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸುರಪೂಜಿತಾನಿ ದುರ್ದಶಲಿಂಗಾನಿ ಮಹಾದ್ಭುತಾನಿ ರಕ್ಷಂತಿ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮತಃ ಪರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮದರ್ಸ್ ಭೂತಾನಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸುರಪೂಜಿತಾನಿ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶಲಿಂಗಾನಿ ಮಹಾದ್ಭುತಾನಿ ರಕ್ಷಂತಿ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮತಃ ಪರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮತಶ್ಚ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಾನಥ ಸರ್ವತಶ್ಚ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸುರಪೂಜಿತಾನಿ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶಲಿಂಗಾನಿ possessing forms not easily seen mahadbhutani greatly wonderful rakshanti they protect tad bhakti matah the devotees of the lord parebhya from others who are inimical ಮತಃ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ ಜಮರಾಜ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಕೆರಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಚ ಎಂಡ್ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಾನ್ ದಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಥ ದಸ್ ಸರ್ವತಃ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಚ ಎಂಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಹೂ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ಡ್ ಇವಿನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಡ್ಸ್ ಪಜೆಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಫೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ರೇರ್ಲಿ ಸೀನ್ ದಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದೂತಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. Please repeat, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess wonderful bodily features, exactly like those of Vishnu, and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. Purport. Jamaraj was specifically described the qualities of the Vishnu Dutas to convince his own servants not to be envious of them. Jamaraj warned the Jamadutas that the Vishnudutas are worshipped with respectful obeisances by the demigods and are always very alert to protect the devotees of Lord from the hands of enemies, from natural disturbances, and from all dangerous conditions in this material world. Sometimes the members of Krishna Consciousness Society are afraid of impending danger of world war and ask what would happen to them if a war should occur. In all kinds of danger, they should be confident of their protection by Vishnudutas or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Kamteya pratijanahi name bhaktya pranasyati. Material danger is not meant for devotees. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Padam Padam Yad Vipadam Nati Sam. In this material world, there are dangers at every step, but they are not meant for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. The pure devotees of Lord Vishnu may rest assured of the Lord's protection, and as long as they are in this material world, they should fully engage in devotional service by preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnamhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sa Abadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitangscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisei Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, after being defeated by the Vishnudutas, the order carrier of Jamaraj, being very much aggrieved because of their defeat by the four Vishnudutas, So they came to their master Jamaraj, and in previous purport Prabhupada is writing, and the Jamadutas wanted to bring them to whom? To the Vishnu Dutas before Jamaraj, and if possible punish them. Otherwise they desired to commit suicide. Who are desiring to commit suicide? Jamadutas, because they are insulted. And they are feeling we are insulted. They are thinking Jamaraj is the only master and he is the supreme controller. So that's why they are thinking that these Vishnu Dutas may be defeated them, but they cannot defeat whom? Jamaraj. So they are thinking they wanted to bring them before Jamaraj and if possible punish them. Otherwise they desire to commit suicide. Before pursuing either course, however, they wanted to know about the Vishnu Dutas from the Jamaraj, who is also omniscient. So in answer to the servants of his own servants, Jamaraj, who is also one of the Mahajanas, 12 Mahajans, and he is trying his best to pacify his messengers, and same time he is informing about Vishnu Dutas, who are Vishnu Dutas and who is Lord Vishnu. In this course of his explanation, so Jamaraj in this particular verse is explaining how the Vishnu Dutas are performing the service to their master, Lord Vishnu. How they are even respected by the demigods. The first line in this verse is telling that Bhutani Vishnu Sarvapujitani. That is, all the Vishnu Dutas, even Bhutani is, Prabhupada is translating as living entities or the servants. So Bhutani is here, means the servants of Vishnu. They are even worshipped by the demigods, Surapujitani. And they are also Durdarsa Lingani Mahadbhutani. Possess wonderful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen by the residents of this material world. And what is their business? Rakhyanti tadbhakti mataha parebhyo. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies. Mattas means from me, even not only from other living entities, but from me. Jamaraj is telling, mattascha martyan, from all hands of enemies, from envious persons, and from my jurisdiction, mattascha martyan, and martyan means other human beings. He also protect them from other living entities, even from jurisdiction of Jamaraj, as well as from natural disturbances, sarvatascha. From everything, from any situation, the Vishnu Dutas, they protect the devotees in any situation, any circumstances, from natural disturbances. They always, that is their business. They, just like Jamadutas were considering Jamaraj as their master and they are working for Jamaraj, similarly, the Vishnu Dutas, they considered Lord Vishnu as their master, and they are always engaged in protecting the Vaishnavas who are devotees of Lord Vishnu. That is their business. That's why Jamaraj was specifically, here is described, Prabhupada is writing, specifically in this verse described the qualities of Vishnu Dutas to convince his own servants not to be envious of them. Not to be envious of whom? Vishnu Dutas. So, That's why Jamaraj is telling that even what to speak about yourself, even the demigods, including Jamaraj. In previous verse he told that even the Indra, Chandra, Varuna, even Jamaraj, all the demigods, they pay their respects to Vishnu and also his messenger, to the Vishnu Dutas, to Vaishnavas. So that's why they are always worshipped by all living entities. Vishnu, they are very special personalities. Just like Lord Vishnu is worshipped by everyone, so Vishnu Dutas are also subject to worship by everyone. They have same bodily feature. They are sarupya mukti. They have sarupya mukti means the same bodily feature of the Lord. What is the difference between Vishnu Dutas and Lord Vishnu in bodily features? Lord Vishnu has Kaustubha Mani. He wears a garland of Kaustubha Mani and neck. He has Sivatsa Chinna. His Lakshmi resides in his chest as a mark of some hairs. Or sometimes people told, no, this is the mark of Bhrugupada Chinna. Bhrugumuni kicked him. Sivatsa Chinna. Many like this. So these two features are different from Vishnu Dutas. Otherwise, when the Vishnu Dutas having the Sarupya Mukti, they look exactly like Lord Vishnu, having the same bodily features. That's why Jamaraj is giving the warning to his messengers not to be envious of this Vishnu Dutas. And Prabhupada is specifically saying in his purport that sometimes the members of Krishna Consciousness Society are afraid of impending danger of world war and ask what would happen to them if war will occur. Already two world war had happened, first world war, second world war. So sometimes the devotees, they asked Prabhupada that what happened if there another world war will come, third world war will come. So Prabhupada is telling, they must know, they must be protected by whom? By protected by Lord Krishna or Vishnu or by the Vishnu Dutas. That Krishna gave his word in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijanahi Name Bhaktya Pranasyati. And another quote Prabhupada is quoting that that is from Bhagavad Gita. Kaunte pratijanahi name bhaktya pranasyati. Api chet su durachara bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhureva samantabhya samyak vyavastita hi sa. Khiprang bhavati dharmatma saswachati nigachati kaunteya pratijanahi name bhaktya pranasyati. Even he is a most fallen or most sinful person like Ajambila. We are also like. I don't know, you are chanting already Hare Krishna day and night. So Ajambila was also born in a Brahmana family and in Kanyakubja, that is now in UP, is called as Kanauj. It's famous for perfumes and scents. That is the city where Ajambila was born. But how he kept name of his the youngest child as Narayan, if he was so sinful? The whole his previous history of his past life also given in Puranas. Actually, Ajambila was in his previous life also, he was born in a Brahmana family. And he was a Nashtika Brahmachari, and he went to take bath in one river just nearby his village, was flowing one river, and he was taking bath, That is maybe Ganges. He's from UP. Maybe Kanauj. Anyhow, when he was taking bath and he was drowned in water, he was not expert swimmer. So some other his relatives and village people, they protect him. They just took him out of water. But he was almost senseless. He was about to die. So the Ayurvedic doctor, they come, he told, okay, there's no question of, there may be one chance. He's a young boy, and if some young girl just touches different limbs of his body, if a girl embraces him, maybe he come back to his consciousness. Senses maybe, again, agitated. So his parents, the Ajambras in previous life, his parents, they brought one girl, young girl, Brahmin girl, they asked the girl as doctor prescribed, so that see that girls touched different limbs. And when the girl embraced the Ajambra's body, then immediately he woke up, his senses became alert, again, active. But when he woke up, he saw this young girl was embracing him. The girl was smiling. But Ajambila became very angry. He told, I am a Naishthik Brahmachari. How dare you embrace me? I am cursing you. Next time you become a prostitute. So Ajambila said, the girl told, what is wrong with me? You are dying and your parents just induce me. They force me to do this thing. Because of to help them and following the instructions of my superiors, I just did this act. And you have cursed me. Okay. If I become a prostitute, then you also become attracted to me in your life, in your next life. You will have also. You will force to accept me as your wife. So this is in Puranas mentioned the previous life of Ajambila. So that's why present life, he attracted to that prostitute. And even in this life, from very beginning, Ajambila was a brahmachari, nice brahmachari. He was a pious brahmachari. He was not bad qualities, and not described in the beginning of his life. He is not a sinful person. He was just going in young age, he also get married. And then following the instructions of his father or spiritual master, he went to forest to collect different ingredients for performing yajna. And somehow he attracted to this prostitute. Seeing that prostitute embracing a sudra, he attracted to that prostitute because of previous pastimes. His previous life, his prarabdhas, his karma. So he attracted to this prostitute. But how this youngest son of Ajambila get named as Narayan? Another story is in Puranas. One time some saintly person, Paramahansa Vaishnavas, they are in Chaturmasya time, they visited his village, Kanauj. And because those days the Brahmanas, the sannyasis, they only took prasad in house of a Brahmin. Even Gauranga Mahaprabhu also, when he was traveling, he was always searching to where is Brahmana. If there is some Brahmana family, then he accepted invitation. Or he must be initiated by a Vaishnava like Senodiya Brahmana in Mathura, initiated by Madhavendra Puri. Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation. So Brahmana, the Paramahansa, they are asking any Brahmana families in this village. So there are some young persons, they jokingly, they told, yes, in our village there is a very big Brahmana. They pointed out the house of Ajambila. So anyhow, when the Paramahansa Vaishnavas, they reached the house of Ajambila. Ajambila was not in house. But his wife just came out with carrying a newborn child in her lap. Just came out. Seeing that woman with a small child, Paramahansa, the Vaishnavas, they could figure out that she is a prostitute. This is not These people, they just joke us, that this is a big Brahmana's house. But because the Vaishnavas, they are always paradukhe, dukhi. They are all very compassionate for the conditioned souls. Karunika, Sruhuda, Sarvadehina. So, they are thinking, how could you do something good for this poor woman or this poor family, these sinful persons? They're thinking, okay, they asked this wife of Ajamila, have you given name to this small child? He told, no, we did not give any name yet. Then told, okay, just we advise you, giving a small request. Please keep the name of this small child as Narayana. So in this way, the child get the name Narayana. Because the central persons, they know that. Definitely the youngest child will be more attracted to this family. And when the parents, like Ajambala and his wife, when they call this child, Narayana, come here. Narayana, go there. Narayana, come. So many times they chant the Lord's name. In Abhas name. Sankatya Upahasya. Like Sankatya, they called him. Then this way they will, every day, neutralize their sinful activities. So in this way, how Ajambila gave the name of this, Ajambila, actually not, he did not give name, this, the saintly persons, they gave name to the small child as Narayana. But we are even so degraded, we give the names of our children as Pinku, Minku, Tinku, Kullu, Mullu, Pillu. So if you chant so many times these things, any favor you will get? Will Vishnu Dutas appear to you? No. So even that's the Vedic culture. You have to keep the name of your children after the name of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Then knowingly or unknowingly, many times we get a chance to take the name of the Lord. So we get the result. Holy names are so powerful, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Dikhya Purascharya Vidhi Apekhya Nakare Jiva Sparse Achandale Sabare Udare. Holy name did not wait up to initiation. Even before initiation, you chanting Hare Krishna. Dikhya Purascharana Vidhi, even some other mantras, there are some rules, you have to chant certain numbers, some crores, then you will get the perfection or the result. But holy name is not like that. Dikhya Purascharana Vidhi Apekhya Nakare Jiva Sparse Achandale Sabare Udhare. Just like Ajambila, he just chanted, Narayana, come here. So Narayana's messengers come immediately, appear there. So then why we are taking up initiation? Holy name is so powerful. Specifically this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not from this material world. Golokera Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Narottamdas Thakur telling Hari Nama Sankirtana Golokera Premadhana Hari is Nama Sankirtana. Ratina Janmila Kena Tai. Why I am not attached to this holy name? This is coming from Goloka Vrindavana. Manushya Janamala Bhiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Bisakainu Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu. I am just uselessly spending my life. I am not taking part in this Harinam Sankirtan. How misfortunate I am. So he's lamenting, even Narottamdas Thakur is lamenting to teach us. He teaches us how to, we must develop our attachment to this holy name of the Lord. So if holy name is so powerful, even not wait for Dikhya and Purascharana, all these things, Then why we are taking initiation? What is needed? You can chant like Hare Krishna. Can chant just chant Hare Krishna and get delivered. Why are you taking initiation? What is the need of taking initiation? By chanting the holy name, one can deliver from the cycle of birth and death. What is telling? I'm not hearing any. What is telling?
He says because we're committing offenses while chanting.
So we're accepting a spiritual master, then you will commit another offense, third offense. To disobeying the orders of spiritual master. Many times you may disobey his order. Anyhow, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one time I was hearing this question, one time Bhaktichar Maharaj was giving class, then someone asked the same question, why are you getting, then what is need of taking initiation? And he gave the answer that, okay, by chanting the holy name, one can become a resident or citizen of Vaikuntha Lok. Simply, by Ajambila, like Ajambila, Vishnu Prabhu has come and take you. Become a citizen of Vaikuntha Lok. But to go to Krishna Loka, to Goloka Vrindavan, and to get the service of Radha Krishna, intimate service of Radha Krishna, you have to accept intimate servant. That's why we are chanting every day in Guru Ashtakam, Nikunja Jona Ratikeli Siddhayaya Livirjuktirapekhyaniya Tatrati Dakhyat Ativallabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Actually, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling indirectly what are the qualifications of a spiritual master. I am paying obeisance to such a person who is spiritual master. First he is telling, spiritual master is delivering us from this cycle of ocean of birth and death. Sansara Dhavana Laloka. Then he is telling, Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyam Manasura Sena Romancha Kampa Sutaranga Bhaja. Spiritual master is expressing all the eight symptoms of Ashtasatika Bhavas when he is chanting and dancing in Harinama Sankirtan. I am paying obeisance to such a spiritual master. And then he is telling, who is spiritual master? Srivigraha Radhana Nitya. No. We see all this qualification with Srila Prabhupada. And Sri Vigraha Radhana Nitya Nana Singara Tanamand, he taught us all this, deity worship he gave us. Then he told, Chatru Vidhasri Bhagavat Prasada Swadhana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan. Spiritual master is also being the medicine, the servant of Radharani. He also expert in cooking. Chatru Vidhasri Bhagavat Prasada. Prabhupada is very expert in cooking. He gave us this process of cooking. And he also eats prasadam in association of his devotees. He engages his disciples also in deity worship, in prasadam, in cooking and all this service. Then he is telling all these qualities. One after one in every verse is giving the what is the, we are paying obeisance to the spiritual master. He has these qualities. So spiritual master is also a maid servant of Radharani. This is assistant to the gopis. Just like Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are following the parampara of Lalita Sakhi, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And all our acharyas, they are also followers. They have all their Swarup, different Swarup. Rupa Manjari, then like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari, and Bhakti Saraswati Thakur is Nayana Manjari. They reveal their Swarups. Prabhupada did not get told about any of what is his Swarup because he knows. After him, those who maybe take the Acharya role, they are not in that such elevated position, and they maybe tell to their disciples also, this is my Swarup. Then after they also, the conditioned souls have four defects. One defect to get illusioned. So Prabhupada knowingly he avoided to telling these Swarups to others. So anyhow, we must accept spiritual master who is a maid servant of the gopis. He is a Manjari Swarupa. And he will engage us in devotional service. We are Without Seva, we don't want to go even to the Goloka Vrindavan or to Vaikuntha planet anywhere. That is Vaishnava. Seva adhikara diye kara nijadasi. We want service. That's why Vaishnava, what is the definition of Vaishnava? That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Maharaj Chitrakatu. To glorifying Chitrakatu, Lord Shiva told, who is Vaishnavanang Jathasambhu. He explained what is the quality of a Vaishnava. Narayana parasarve na vibhyasyati kaschana swarga apavarga narakesu api tulyartha darsina. They don't care whether staying in this material world or in a heavenly planet or even the hell or in Golok Vrindavan. They don't care. Their only concern is to serve the Supreme Lord. That is their concern. Otherwise, Vaishnavas, they don't. That's why Prabhupada Saraswati in his famous verse he told about what is this verse? Kaivalya Narakayate. Akasa Puspayate, even the heavenly planet, the different demigod posts, they are just like this imaginary things. Akasa Puspayate. Vidhi Mahendradi Kitayate, even the posts of Brahma and Indra, they are just insignificant for a Vaishnava. Kitayate. Vidhi Mahendradi Kitayate. A person who has taken the shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he don't care for all these things. Our only concern is to Janmani Janmani Sware Bhavatad Bhakti Ohitukitvai. Birth after birth, we only want to serve the Supreme Lord. And even this service is not, we are not getting any service in the spiritual world. We don't want to simply a citizen in Santaras and stand there and see just the pastimes of the Lord. But the Vaishnavas, they want to take part in different, according to their own situation, either in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. That's why Mahaprabhu told, Chaturvidha, four types of the service. I will deliver all the conditioned souls by giving these four types of bhakti. So, but still, Mahaprabhu appeared specifically to give which type of bhakti? Madhurya bhakti. Last class I told also, Mahaprabhu appeared just not to take us to Vaikuntha Loka. That service was done by other acharya like Ramanuja Acharya, Madhava Acharya, they taking to everyone to Vaikuntha. But Mahaprabhu appeared to take us to where? To Goloka Vrindavan. That is his business. Anarpita, charing chirat, korunaya avatirna kalau. Samarpaitum urnata ujjvala rasam sobhakti sriyam. Hari purata sundara kadamba sandipita sada hrudaya kandare spuratubaha sachinandana. Sachinandan Gauru Hari, he appeared to take us to Goloka Vrindavan. That is his external reason. Though internally how he appeared, Radhaya Pranaya Madhuri Kidrisava Naiva, Yena Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrisava Madhya, Sokhyam Chasya Madhunu Bhavata Kidrisam Beti Lobhat. These are the internal regions. The Mahaprabhu appeared to release these things. He is Krishna himself, but he appeared as a devotee, taking the mood of Radharani, to release these things. Radhaya Pranaya Madhuri Kidrisava. So I'm not explaining all these things. So anyhow, but external region, in externally also, he is giving the Sankirtan movement, Yugadharma. But he is telling, Yugar Dharma Pravartana Haye Angsa Haite Amabina Kehu Nare Krishna Prema Dite. Mahaprabhu is telling, even this Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan can be, that is Yuga Avatar is coming and he can give. In every Dwapara there Yuga Avatar came and he just preached the Yuga Dharma. But this, in every Kali there Yuga Avatar come to, but this particular Kali is not just like Krishna came one day of Brahma, and that is the Saptama Manantar, and that is Vaivasvata Manantara. Vaivasvata Namai Saptama Manantara ସତାଇଶ ଚତୁର୍ଯୁଗ ତାହାର ଅନ୍ତର ଅଠାଇଶ ଚତୁର୍ଯୁଗ ଦ୍ୱାପରର ଶେଷେ ଧାମେର ସହିତ ହୁଏ କୃଷ୍ଣର ପ୍ରବେଶେ। ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ଟିଚିଂ ଟୁ ସନାତନ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ଇଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଫୋର୍ଟିନ୍ ମନୁଜ ଆଟ୍ ରୁଲିଂ ଇନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଡେ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଏପିୟର୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ୱାନ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଡେ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ହୁଏନ୍ ଦି ସେଭେନ୍ଥ ମନୁ କେମ୍ ଦି ବୈବସ୍ୱତ ମନୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱାନ୍ ମନୁ ରୁଲ୍ଡ ସେଭେଣ୍ଟି ୱାନ୍ ଚତୁର୍ଯୁଗସ୍ ହୁଏନ୍ ଟ୍ୱେଣ୍ଟି ସେଭେନ୍ ଚତୁର୍ଯୁଗସ୍ ସାଇକଲ୍ ଦେ ଫିନିଶ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଟ୍ୱେଣ୍ଟି ଏଇଟ୍ ଚତୁର୍ଯୁଗ ସାଇକଲ୍ ଦେଟ୍ ଦ୍ୱାପର ଏଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଦ୍ୱାପର ଲର୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ହୁଇଜ୍ ଗୋଲୋକ ବିହାରୀ ହି ଏପିୟର୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ୱାନ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଡେ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଆଣ୍ଡ ଫଲୋଇଂ ଦେଟ୍ ଦ୍ୱାପର ହୁ ଏପିୟର୍ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ। ସୋ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ଦେ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଅବତାର ଦେ ଆର୍ ଅବତାରିସ୍ ସବ ଅବତାର ସାର ଶିରୋମଣି କେବଳ ଆନନ୍ଦ କନ୍ଦ। ସୋ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଏପିୟର୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୋ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଇଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ ଦେଟ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଅଦର୍ ମାଇ ଯୋ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଅର୍ କ୍ଷୀରୋଦକ ସାଇ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ହିଜ୍ ଇନ୍କାର୍ନେଟେଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସମଟାଇମ୍ସ ଏ ଯୁଗ ଅବତାର ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ କମିଂ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ ପ୍ରିତ ଯୁଗ ଯୁଗ ଧର୍ମ ହରିନାମ ସଂକୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ତୁ ହିଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ ଯୁଗ ଧର୍ମ ପ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତନ ହଏ ଅଂଶ ହୋଇତେ ଯୁଗ ଧର୍ମ ପ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତନ ଏଇନୁ ଆନ୍ କେନ୍ ପର୍ପନ୍ ଏଭ୍ରି କଳି ଯୁଗ ଦେର୍ ଯୁଗ ଦେ ଯୁଗ ଧର୍ମ ପ୍ରିଷ୍ଟ ବଟ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଟେଲିଂ ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇ ଆଇ ଏମ୍ କମିଂ ଆମା ବିନା କୃଷ୍ଣ ପ୍ରେମ କେହୁ ନାଁରେ ଦିତେ ୱିଦାଉଟ୍ ମାଇ ମାଇ ସେଲ୍ଫ ନୋ ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଡିଷ୍ଟ୍ରିବ୍ୟୁଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ପ୍ରେମ ହାଉ ଟୁ ଲଭ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଏଭ୍ରି ଅଲ୍ ଅଦର୍ ଆଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଦେ ଆର୍ ସିମ୍ପଲି ଟେକିଂ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଟୁ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠସ୍ ଦେଟ୍ସ ୱେ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱେନ୍ ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ସାଉଥ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ ଟୁର୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଟକିଂ ୱିଥ୍ ହୁ ଭେଙ୍କଟ ଭଟ୍ଟ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ ଜୋକିଂଲି ଟେଲିଂ ହିମ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଦି ୱର୍ସିପର୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ନାରାୟଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱାଇ ୟୁଆର୍ ୱର୍ସିପେବୁଲ୍ ଡେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଏ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଅଫ୍ ନାରାୟଣ ୱାଇ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଏ ଡିଜାୟର୍ ଟୁ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସ ୱିଥ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ରାସ୍ ସୋ ଭେଙ୍କଟ ୱାଟ୍ ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଥିଙ୍କ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ରଙ୍ଗ୍ ନାରାୟଣ ଇଜ୍ ବିଳାସ ବିଗ୍ରହ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସୋ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ନାରାୟଣ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଫରେନ୍ସ ଇଫ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ହେ ଡିଜାୟର୍ ଟୁ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସ ୱିଥ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହି ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ଓକେ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଓକେ ବଟ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ଡିଡ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ଏ ଚାନ୍ସ ଟୁ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ରାସ ସି ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ମେଡିଟେଟିଂ ହିଅର୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଏକ୍ରସ୍ ଦି ଯମୁନା ଦେୟର୍ ଇଜ୍ ବିଲୋ ବନ ସି ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀ ସିଟିଂ ଏ ବିନ୍ ଦେୟର୍ ମେଡିଟେଟିଂ ନାରାୟଣ ମେଡିଟେଟିଂ ଇଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଟୁ ପର୍ଫର୍ମିଂ ଅଷ୍ଟରିଟି ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଏ ଚାନ୍ସ ଟୁ ଚାନ୍ସ ଟୁ ଟୁ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସ ୱିଥ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ରାସ ସୋ ଦେଟ୍ ସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ କନ୍ଭର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଦେଟ୍ ଆର୍ଗ୍ୟୁ ଟୁ ଦିସ୍ ହୋଲ୍ କନ୍ଭର୍ସେସନ୍ ଇନ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତ୍ରାମୃତ ମଧ୍ୟ ଲୀଳା ହି କନ୍ଭର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଦି ହୋଲ୍ ଫ୍ୟାମିଲି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦି ଡିଭୋଟି ଅଫ୍ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମୀନାରାୟଣ ଟୁ ଡିଭୋଟି ଅଫ୍ ରାଧାକୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଭିନ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଅନ୍ଲି ସନ୍ ଭେଙ୍କଟ ଭଟ୍ଟ ଅନ୍ଲି ସନ୍ ଗୋପାଳ ଭଟ୍ଟ ହି ବିକମ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସିକ୍ସ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ଇନ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଦେ ଅଲ୍ ବିକମ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତ ସୋ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁଜ୍ ପର୍ପୋଜ୍ ଆୱାର୍ ପର୍ପୋଜ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଟୁ ଗୋ ଟୁ ସିମ୍ପଲି ଟୁ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠ ଲୋକ ୱି ହେଭ୍ ଟୁ ଗୋ ଟୁ ଗୋଲୋକ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଏଇଟା ପାର୍ଟିକୁଲର ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ପି ସ୍ପେସିଫିକାଲି ଦି ମାଧୁରୀ ରସ ବଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ଦେର୍ ସମ୍ ଅଦର୍ ଡିଭୋଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ଇନ୍ ସାକ୍ଷରସ ଇନ୍ ବାତ୍ସଲ୍ୟ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦାସ୍ୟ ଉପଦେଶାମୃତ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଇଜ୍ ରାଇଟିଂ ଇଜ୍ ପର୍ପଟ୍ ଇଭିନ୍ ଦୋଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଏଇଟ୍ ବାର୍ସ ଉପନିଷ ଦୋଜ୍ ୱେ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଦାସ୍ୟରସ ଦେ ହେଭ୍ ଟୁ ଫଲୋ ଦି ଫୁଟ୍ ପ୍ରିଣ୍ଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ରକ୍ତକ ଚିତ୍ରକ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଦେନ୍ ହୁଏ ଶାଖା ସଖା ସାକ୍ଷରସ ଦେ ଆର୍ ହେଭ୍ ଟୁ ଫଲୋ ଦି ଫୁଟ୍ ପ୍ରିଣ୍ଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ସୁବଳ ସିଦ୍ଧାମ ଅଲ୍ ଦି ସକାଶ ବାତ୍ସଲ୍ୟ ଦେ ହେଭ୍ ଟୁ ଫଲୋ ଦି ଫୁଟ୍ ପ୍ରିଣ୍ଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ମଦର ଯଶୋଦା ମାଧୁରୀ ଦେ ହେଭ୍ ଟୁ ଫଲୋ ଦି ଫୁଟ୍ ପ୍ରିଣ୍ଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଗୋପିସ୍ ଦଟ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଏପିୟର୍ ଟୁ ଟେକ୍ ଆସ୍ ଟୁ ଗୋଲୋକ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଦୋ ହିଅର୍ ଦିସ୍ ଚାପ୍ଟର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଗୋଇଙ୍ଗ୍ ଅନ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ଦେର୍ ନୋ ଡିଫରେନ୍ସ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ନୋ ବାର୍ଥ ଡେଥ୍ ଓଲ୍ଡ ଏଜ୍ ଡିଜିଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠ ଲୋକସ୍ ବଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତସ୍ ଦେ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଲାଇକ୍ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠ ଦେଟ୍ସ ଏ ବୃହତ୍ ଭାଗବତ ଅମୃତ ସନାତନ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ଗେଭ୍ ଦି ହୋଲ୍ ଷ୍ଟୋରିଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୋପକୁମାର ହାଉ ୟୁ ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଇଭିନ୍ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠ ହି ଡି ନଟ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ କ୍ରାଇଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦେୟର୍ ହି ଡି ନଟ୍ ସାଟିସ୍ଫାଏ ସିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ହେଭିଂ ଫୋର୍ ହ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ୍ସ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଅପୋନେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସର୍ଚିଙ୍ଗ୍ ହିଜ୍ ମଷ୍ଟ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଏ ବିଲଭ୍ଡ ଫ୍ରେଣ୍ଡ୍ ହୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ମାଇ ଗୋପାଲ ସୋ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଗୌଡ଼ିଆ ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ଦେଟ୍ସ ୱେ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଏପିୟର୍ଡ଼ He told, Ama haite kehunare Krishna prema dite. No one can preach this Krishna consciousness. So that is why this Krishna consciousness movement started by, who is the father of the Sankirtan movement? Ajan ulambita bhojau kanaka vadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakhyau vishwambarau dijabarau jugadharma palau bande jagatpriya karau karunavataru. They are Gaur Nitai. They are father of the Sankirtan movement. That's why, following the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu started this Namahatta. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Namahatta Jivera Karan Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Namahata Jivera Karan Nadiya Godrume Sraddhavan Jana He Sraddhavan Jana Sraddhavan Jana He Pati ache nam hat jiber karan Pati ache Nadiya godrume Nityananda Mahajan Pati ache nam hat jiber karan अपराध शून्य हया लह कृष्ण नाम अपराध शून्य हया अपराध शून्य हया लह कृष्ण नाम अपराध कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण प्राण कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण नदिया गोदुमे नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण कृष्णेर संसार कर छाड़ी अनाचार कृष्णेर संसार कर कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण कृष्ण माता नदिया गो तुमे नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण नदिया तो गौरांग महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु दे स्टार्टेड दिस संकीर्तन मूवमेंट. But they are the Supreme Lord. If they want, they can inundate the whole entire world with Harinam Sankirtan. Everything will happen only by their sweet will. But still, they did not do everything. They want to always, the Lord wants to give credit to his devotees. Just like in Mahabharata war, or Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, Nimitta Matra Bhava Sabhya Sachin. They want to give credit to Arjuna. Krishna wanted to give a credit to Arjuna. Similarly, to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world, Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to give credit to his divine grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So he could understand how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Krishna. He, Mahaprabhu, he is such a dear associate of Mahaprabhu. And so, we have to take shelter of such a dear devotee of Krishna. When we are under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, then we are safe. He is the chief general of the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the commander-in-chief or general. He is the... And all others, the present acharya, they are taking only charge of one group. Under the chief commander, there are some other commanders are there. They are taking the different roles. But still Prabhupada's position is unique. No one can take that position. He is so dear to Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So they are all, just the whole Sankirtan party is working to take us where? To take us Goloka Vrindavan. That is the whole mission of this ISKCON. And Prabhupada is writing in this purport in concluding words that that devotional service by preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. So a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is telling that, just like today's disappearance day of Sarang Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur made a remark. He tells or he thinks, he reasons seal who tells that Vaishnavas die. The art is living, still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread holy names around. So that is our business. So we have to engage in the Sankirtan movement. Chant and be happy. That is our Vaishnava is not so much concerned about go to Vaikuntha or go to heavenly planet or go to get the opulent life. They are simply always engaged in preaching this Krishna consciousness. That is Prabhupada is in the concluding lines is telling us that is our duty. The members of ISKCON, their duty is to preach Krishna consciousness. Jare dekho, tare kaha, Krishna upadesh, amaragyaye guru haya tarai desh. Prati ghare ghare giya karai bhikya, bhaja Krishna kaha Krishna karo Krishna sikhya. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction. And specifically this is Marathon month, and our acharya like His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also told this Harinam Sankirtan and a book distribution as they are not different. This, he gave the title, this is Bruhat Amradanga, distributed books. Prabhupada also took the same line, following the instruction of His Guru Maharaj. He also preaching this Krishna consciousness through Harinam Sankirtan and also book distribution. This is Bruhat Amradanga, they gave the title. So they are also all fortunate, though taking part in this marathon. That is actually the message of the gopis. That is why Gopi Git, what is gopis are telling? Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kavi bhiriditam kalmasapaham Shravana Mangalam Sri Madatatam Bhubhi Grinhanti Je Bhuridajana. Mahaprabhu chanted again and again, he embraced Prataprudra. He told her, I don't want to see this person, he's a worldly person, he's king. But then when he heard this verse, immediately woke up and embraced him. Tava katha amritam, your message, that is Gita and Bhagavatam, tava katha amritam, your pastimes, janma karma chame dibhyam. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam, this conditioned soul in this material world, they are suffering in three types of places: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik places. Tritaapa klesa. Tapta jivanam. Kabi viriditam kalmasapaham. Even the great philosophers, kabis, they declared that your kathas, your glorifications, that is kalmasapaham, that reduce or it vanquished all the reactions of our sinful activities. Kalmasapaham, kabi bhiriditam, kalmasapaham, shravana mangalam, By hearing your kathas, your janma, karma, lilas, that is all auspicious for a conditioned soul. Sabana mangalam, not only it is auspicious, srimadatatam. Even it gives what? Srimat means jasa, or gives a good fortune. It will increase, it gives good fortune to living entities. Srimadatatam. Kabi bhiriditam kalmasapaham sabana mangalam srimadatatam bhubi grunanti je bhuridajana. Bhuridajana, actually, the people, those who are preaching this Krishna consciousness, they are bhuridajana, means they are the real giver of, they are actually munificent. Like, they are actually distributing Krishna consciousness. No one is more dear to Krishna than this personality. That is also Krishna telling in Bhagavad Gita. Same thing also gopis, they are singing in Gopi Gita. So preaching is the essence. But Sri Prabhupada told, preaching is the essence. But same time we must have purity is the force. To follow the principles given by our acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, follow all the rules and regulations, good sadhana, and then preach Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Saranga Thakur Tirobha Maha Mahasav ki jai. So it is already, time is over, so I stop here. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.